Sports, mankind's greatest endeavor. For centuries, it has separated the boys from the men, football players from their brainstems, and continues to this day to spark the fire of healthy competition in the hearts of its players.
Here's a kiss for Murphy, one for Patterson and Briggs, too.
Apocalypse Video and Morton Hoof Auto present the third installment of Hot Dave's Summer Film Fest. Live from the Thunderdome in Citadel, it's the Summer Games.
Look, you berserk old Barbie doll. When you mess with Spike, you mess with death.
You can talk the talk, but can you walk the walk?
Try me!
I will!
Let's go!
Right now! Somebody call 911!
Hello and welcome to another exciting day here in the Thunderdome in Citadel as Apocalypse Video presents Hot Dave Summer Film Fest Part 3, The Summer Games. I'm Bobby Unitas, and for this week's event, we're bringing out the big guns. Or should I say, the little guns, as Rick Moranis, Ed O'Neill, and a band of misfit, smelly, disgusting children go head-to-head for Pee-wee football dominance in Little Giants! The players have taken the field. The podcast have turned on their microphones. Let's rev up our go-karts and play some ball!
When you hear your name called, I want you to go over to Coach Butts, and I want you to pick up your jersey.
Those jerseys are so cool.
For everyone who has waited to be chosen.
Lewis!
Yeah!
But is still waiting.
Rivera!
For everybody who has dreamed of being somebody.
Scanlon!
But is still dreaming.
Walker!
For every person who only wanted that one chance.
For the rest of you.
But never got it.
I'd like to thank you for trying out.
Your day has come.
Let's kick some butt.
Are you ready for a miracle?
You killed him, Icebox.
Look, you berserk old Barbie doll.
You can talk the talk, you walk the walk. Somebody call 911!
Warner Brothers and Amblin Entertainment present...
Where in the hell do you get off trying to put together another team?
Guys like you and kids like that, I mean, they can't help it, they're no good.
Rick Moranis.
Who are you, Vince Lombardi all of a sudden? It's Pee-wee football.
Ed O'Neill.
Coach is a vampire!
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
You'll never get anywhere treating your helmet like a lunchbox, son.
And a cast of small wonders.
Timmy, I'm not sure, but I don't think that goes there.
In the story of a gridiron miracle.
League rules clearly state one town, one team.
Meet me at half court.
It's the 50-yard line, Dad!
Now, with a little professional help, they've got exactly 2 weeks to learn how to pass.
What a hunk.
Catch.
Son, if you're going to cheat, win.
Block.
Get the fear out of your eyes. Let's go. Yeah. Oh. You got it, mate.
And kick butt.
Want intimidation? I'll show you intimidation.
Little Giants.
Do you like football?
No.
You want to play football?
No.
Great. You can be on our team.
Heroes come in all sizes.
Oh, Doctor, the Apocalypse Video Summer Games is back in play.
You were definitely that guy.
I'm your host, Dave, for the Summer Games. I'm blanking. Hot Dave's.
Hot Dave's Hot Summer.
The names are getting too long. Hot Dave's Summer Film Fest Part 3, the Summer Games. I'm your host, Dave. I'm joined again by Cody.
Hello, and I don't have a good quote to announce myself. I fucked up.
This movie's so quotable.
What I mean to say is, you rang?
And Cody, you're joined by, I don't think we've met before. What's your name?
I'm Jenna, and I'm here to pump you up.
So Cody, let me, I've heard a rumor. Mm-hmm, let me know if this is true.
Yeah, I'm sure it's all true. That
every night before Jenna goes to bed, you rub her hamstrings with evaporated milk?
Well,
is that true?
Here's the thing. We play Blood Bowl together, and you know, as a team, we do a lot of things to kind of loosen up our muscles and make sure they pop and make sure we're performing to the top of our ability. Because in the waist, you know, it's dry out there. You get dehydrated. Sometimes you don't have the best nutrition. And, you know, Blood Bowl takes a lot out of you. So, yeah, of course.
But that's only if we can get our hands on some very, very prime evaporated milk. A lot of the time it's Terra milk.
A lot of the time it's Terra milk, and everyone knows that's really acidic.
Not a lot of nutrients in Terra milk.
Yeah.
But it's good for rubbing on the muscles. And I got muscles, let me tell you.
You honestly strike a very imposing like outline, like very similar to the lead character Icebox in the movie Little Giants.
I'm actually the refrigerator.
and like a refrigerator, she's a rectangle. She's absolutely a rectangle.
Well, Ryan, Jackie, and Mike regret that they can't join us today. They are unfortunately on the injured list.
Wow.
Couldn't join us today. And I got to say, first off, Little Giants.
They're on the injured list? I bet they also eat puffed Cheetos. Wimps.
I was going to go into something sad, Jenna. Then you had to bring all this toxic masculinity into the place.
There is no sad. Only Terra milk and muscle.
Well, I was going to say, like, because this happens right at the top of the movie, Little Giants, like, young version of Rick Moranis' character says, he tells another person, like, he doesn't get picked for his own brother doesn't pick him to join the team, and he says,
"No, I'm on the injured list."
And then he proceeds to do a fake limp, and my heart splits in two.
Well, that's because
he
walks like you walk.
Yes!
Like, this kid's faking an injury, but that's how I move.
That happens in Refrigerator's family, too. You don't get picked if you're not good. And actually, sometimes, if you're actually injured, we eat you.
What the fuck?
I was going to say, like, you guys tend to follow, like, the whole Spartan mindset of, like, if the baby isn't up to snuff, you just throw it in a pit or something.
You either come back with your shield or on it. And if you come back on your shield, we eat you. You bring strength to the tribe.
So truly straight up just the Spartan. Like, that is a Spartan saying. So are your people descended from the ancient Spartans? Is there a Spartan community out in the waste?
Or did you simply find like an old DVD of the movie 300 and base your whole that religion off
that? That tracks. That makes more sense. And I can't help but notice, real quick, hold on, real quick, David, I want to confirm, refrigerator, you know, typically the people we have on the show who are from outside of the store are mutants, monsters, and, you know, explain to David a little bit more about your personage. You know, we've had a lot of Terra people, we've had mermaids, like I said, we've had a lot of freaks in here.
Well, my tribe and the Terra people, we are on good terms. They provide us with milk.
So, okay, so you're just a mutant wastelander tribe? Like, you're just...
What is mutant?
Well, I think your mutation is the fact that you're shaped like a rectangle. It is muscle, but you're not supposed to develop like that.
We don't know measurements or anything. I'm a tall tree. As thick as rock.
Tallest tree, thick as rock. What more do you need? All right. Love it.
Never hear you complain.
it's helpful for the sport of Blood Bowl, as I discussed. It's good to be tallest tree and thickest rock.
Is Blood Bowl a euphemism for something else? I'm wondering.
No, Blood Bowl is a wasteland sport. What are you talking about?
I'm not a sports guy. I only enjoy sports via movies.
And hence this whole shindig you're putting on here, David.
Now, yes. Speaking of movie was good. A little wienery. I like that Spike Kid. That Spike Kid, he knows what's up. He could make it in Refrigerator's tribe.
So I was going to ask, Little Giants, I don't know about you guys, but this was a big movie for me growing up. As we were watching this, I haven't seen this movie in years, and then suddenly, like, all these lines are coming back to me, and I realized, like, I quoted this movie all the time as a kid. Like, had you guys seen this before?
Yeah, I had. I had seen it before when I was a lot younger. Fridge, did you see this?
Yes. Spike. Spike was the ultimate child. That's what child strived for in my tribe. Like,
did you
Spike.
Think Spike
like
was a hunk?
Spike was to be revered, not to be sexualized.
What? What does that have to?
I asked if she thought he was a hunk.
Oh, okay. I've missed the hunk part.
In my tribe, the women go after pretty boy baby men. Like Junior and Cody.
I'm not a baby man.
Cody's refrigerator Junior.
Okay.
Hey, don't you talk about his mama.
What in God's green earth has happened?
Well, Jana, had you heard of this movie before? Big fan?
Yes. Spike. Revered.
Remember,
like Spike.
You already asked this question.
Well, I meant specific. I mean, other than Spike, like, was this like a childhood favorite, this movie?
Yes. Our war cries were quotes from this movie.
So you, like, would charge across the plains and you'd be like, this is an exclusive establishment or whatever.
Oh, damn, Zolfar. What kind of roadkill did your mom feed you last night?
Free-range skunk. This is a private establishment, gentlemen.
Yeah! Scram!
Please?
This movie was incredible to me because this movie is one of those kids' movies from, like, the early, mid-90s where they were still allowed to have a little bit of edge to them. You know what I mean? Like, there's some little bit of light cursing, like some mildly adult situations. In fact, do you guys want to know what this movie is rated for?
Yes, Dave.
So it's rated PG, okay. But it's rated PG
for pump,
for kids, rude language, and pranks.
Oh, man, those pranks. You got to watch out for them pranks.
But this movie's interesting because, like, as it was starting, I was like, I started having all these, like, revelations. Like, first off, this is an Amblin movie, which means this is a Spielberg joint.
Yep.
It was the guy who directed it, Dwayne Johnson. No, not Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne the Stone Johnson.
Dwayne Dunham. He was an editor on, of all things, Return of the Jedi.
Wow.
So this movie has some, and the guy who shot the movie, the director of photography, Janusz Kaminski, that is Steven Spielberg's guy. He has shot, like, all of his movies, like, for the last 20 some odd years. So this movie has a lot of pedigree to it, but I enjoy that it has that edge, and that it has, it's allowed to be weird. Like you mentioned the weird dorky kids and their establishment. Suddenly, like, there's a point in this movie where I'm like, did the little rascals just, like, cut in? Like, did
yeah, you know, it's funny. I don't think it was clear at the start, but you see all the freak kids, right? All the eventual
the
little
freak
giants.
Kids.
You see that they all hang around this junkyard, and I feel like it's not established that it's the coach's junk, like his garage, until later when it's like, oh, he owns the gas station. Like, it's just the kids hang out at the gas station all the time, and you think they're just, you know, running amok.
Only good freak kid is Icebox. Otherwise, cowboys all the way.
Wow. You're the side of the villain. You realize this, Refrigerator, that you're the... This movie teaches us that you're the bad guys. Although you're not the bad guys, because as the movie shows us, it's like, you know, you're just coming at it from a different angle, but, like, we can all play sports together. But, you know, you kind of have, like, some might say a bullying wrong vibe about
it. Refrigerator side of strength.
That's true. Fridges keep us strong.
Icebox strong.
Icebox is strong.
That's why I was named after her.
Interesting. So your tribe hold on, let's dial all of this back. Your tribe, you idolize Spike, right?
He's like Spike. Like Spike.
Yep, okay. So you're like that. But then they named you after Icebox, which is kind of like, hey, they were our enemy, but we recognize that there's greatness in that enemy. Like, it's kind of like an iron sharpens iron thing. Like, you're only as strong as your enemies allow you to be. Is that...
As long as you're strong, you dream.
Hold on. As long as you're strong...
Except Junior. He is pretty boy weak man, and he is also dream.
A lot of dreams. I don't know what to say.
What a fraud!
What a find!
What a hunk.
Well, it's interesting you bring up the cowboys. One thought I had watching this, and we'll get to a plot synopsis in a moment here if you haven't seen Little Giants, but I thought it was interesting that the bad guys in the movie, I mean, with the exception of the coach, Kevin O'Shea, the cowboys have almost no development. Like, we only see them yeah. in the beginning when they're picked for the team, yeah. and then they are gone from the movie until the very end, which usually for this type of movie, you know, the kids are, like, going against the kids. But yeah, this whole movie is all about forming the team. Like, all that other stuff is just set up that you get in the beginning, and then they don't come back until the very end, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah. The movie is mostly about free kids. Dave is right.
It's the Little Rascals. I had this realization. I'm like, this Dave, movie is basically the Little Giants. Rascals.
It's in the title.
Yeah, I know, but it might as well have been called The Little Rascals Play Pee-wee Football. Because it had those vibes.
Yeah, definitely.
No dog.
It's true, there was no dog in this, and that's actually a demerit against the movie.
Well,
it could have more
maybe
dog.
We will rectify that later in the summer games, but...
what?
Sneak peek.
Are you gonna watch a movie about dog fighting, Dave?
We're going to watch Cujo later. It's a weird outlier for the summer games, but...
weird.
But yeah, the Little Giants. So, Jana, I'm curious, break down the plot synopsis for Little Giants. As a big fan of this movie growing up, explain to me what this movie's about.
Leader. Beginning of movie. Big leader picks strong kids to be on team.
Nice, yeah.
Freak kids get feelings hurt.
True.
Start own smaller, weaker team. Except for Icebox.
Except for Icebox, yeah.
And Junior, who is small and weak but beautiful. Somehow, weak kids beat strong kids.
So impossible, really, you think, yeah.
Hero Spike, in the end, claps for them anyway, even though they're weak kids.
That shows his honor, really. And that's the whole movie you just described.
That is the whole movie. It's a very simple movie. Like I was shocked because, like, I clocked it. I was, like, within 20 minutes, they already, the whole idea of, like, we're going to form our own team, we're going to form everybody, it happens within 20 minutes, and then most of the movie after that is just, like, practicing, basically, getting people and practicing.
Yeah.
It was kind of surprising. Like, I was shocked how fast it really gets into it.
Yeah. Well, they only have the one game, like, which
yeah,
is I forgot that
unusual
it's
too.
It's not like, oh, here's our little team and here's us winning games. It's here's our little team and it's only us having one game in 2 weeks or whatever.
And
it was.
It's also funny that the whole idea, this whole thing is to solidify who will be the team, the Pee-wee team of the town. Mm-hmm. It's not even like, it's not a real championship they're playing. They're playing for the right to play, basically. Yeah.
Missed opportunity at end, not eating the losers.
Not eating the weak ones, yeah, that's true.
Now, to be fair, strong ones lost for some reason, some twist of fate. Strong
well,
ones
I can tell
lost.
You why. It's the one time.
Right, because they talk about it in the movie. 99 times out of 100. But they're still
what do you
one
have
time.
To say to that, Miss Rectangle? How do you explain the one time in your religion?
One weak kid out of 100? Good odds. My tribe likes those odds. That means dinner for the month.
What?
Because we eat on wheat.
Because you eat 99 weak kids? Jesus.
One weak kid.
I think I might have to start a screening process for guests on the podcast. That's an unrelated note.
I don't understand, Dave. You said, hey, Cody, I know you're playing Blood Bowl these days. Can you bring an athlete? I brought an athlete. What did
Would
you want?
Would you put the evaporated milk down and come over and talk about this movie?
Yeah, I thought we were in agreement. I thought this is what you asked for. You gotta be more particular if you want an athlete from the waist who doesn't talk about cannibalism this much. Because listen, Dave, it's hard out there. It's mostly cannibalism. It's mostly eating the young.
Well, I gotta say, I was talking to Cody before we started recording, and I wrote down a lot of notes for this movie, but it's almost exclusively just funny lines. It's a funny movie. It's a funny movie, but it's extremely simple. I mean, it's just like they want to join their own. They don't get picked. They want to, so they build their own team. They assemble their players. They suck for 95% of the movie while in training.
99% of the movie, and then the
1%. 99% because it's the 1%. And then they pull it together in the second half and they win, and that's the movie. It's very simple, but honestly, very funny.
Yeah.
Simple, good for my tribe. We know Brainiac, weakling.
Okay, you mentioned Brainiac.
Let's talk about the characters.
Let's talk about the big character. Like, honestly, one of the most memorable parts of this movie, the character of Newbie?
Mm-hmm.
Is that his name?
Newbie, yep.
Then he pivots, fakes, chucks the big bomb halfway down the field to our hopefully still wide open tailback. I call it the annexation of Puerto Rico.
Not bad.
Really? I kind of stole it from you. Raiders, Vikings, Super Bowl 11.
Hey, you are a genius.
Thanks.
Yeah, he is a weird, like, the annexation of Puerto Rico alone, is just burned into my memory. And the fact that he's got this, like, what looks like a monitor and a Super Nintendo plugged into this thing.
It is a Super Nintendo.
None of it makes any sense.
Well, that's the power of the Super Nintendo, Dave. A lot of people didn't know that in the 90s. You know, they always said, oh, Sega does what Nintendo don't. That's not true. There's never a Sega Genesis hooked up to a supercomputer. It's always a Super Nintendo.
And that gets back to the Little Rascals bit, where it's like, honestly, like, if he had said, like, I'm working on a rocket ship, I'd be like, yeah, that tracks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, they do have go-karts, right? Like, the Little Rascals have their, they're not go-karts. They're like a derby. Are they kart? It doesn't matter.
Is there anything more 90s than go-karts?
Go-karts and nut shots. In this movie, but yeah, also go-karts.
And nut shots. Like,
hey, nut shots are eternal.
Nut shots, funny. One of the two funniest parts of the movie. Nut shot, although it was to Big Strong Coach and Little Johnny. That was funny. And when Brainiac Nerd Kid gets his underwear pulled up.
Oh yeah, wedgies. I forgot about that. Like, I was just this movie is kind of like a time capsule movie for me, because there were so many little bits like that you don't really see in kids movies anymore, like nut shots, go-karts, wedgies, and also like, oh, if there's an overweight kid, oh, better get the trunk or the tuba out, boom, 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 and he farts, and it's just like,
yeah, he farts, but he's confident, and isn't that something? Isn't that special?
Aw, that's nothing. One time in spring carnival, I beat both my brothers in the cow dunk toss.
You beat Matt and Brad in the turd toss?
That was a little nice. And I this movie's got heart, man. Like, and surprisingly, I think it ages fairly well. I mean, with the exception of a couple things, like I just noted. But it still holds up. It's still funny. And I don't know. It was a joy revisiting this movie. I don't know. What about you guys?
Yeah, I it was good. I knew I had seen it. It was something I had forgotten, kind of like what it was all about. Like I said, I was surprised that it was only just one game, and it wasn't like here's the league of play. It was just one match. It was a very short, kind of condensed thing. But it is funny. There's just a lot of really good lines, a lot of really funny lines to have these kids kind of say. There's a moment where Zoltek, it says in confusion in the final game, like, you can do that because a cowboy, one of the big strong kids, threatens to something like beat, knock his head off and make him talk out his butt or something.
Get ready, dog breath, because when I get finished with you, you're going to be farting out of your mouth and talking out of your butt.
Is that physically possible?
You all right?
I think so.
Huh. I guess it is possible.
And it's just a good delivery. It's a really funny. It's great.
What about you, Jana? Does this movie hold up for you?
This movie held up for years in my tribe. Most offensive thing about the movie is that little nerd kids won. Other than that, nothing offensive.
I mean, you could argue that, you know, because oftentimes with movies like this, there's almost like a little bit of suspension of disbelief. You're like, no, they couldn't win, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But in this movie, you could argue that, like, maybe the Cowboys are too cocky and they don't anticipate,
well,
like, some of the coordinated plays.
It doesn't
that
seem
the
like
Giants
they
do.
Get too in the we, well, like, perfect example, right? The annexation of Puerto Rico. We don't really know how it works. I guess it seems to be that they hide the ball and then they run it and then they fumble Ruski a bunch or whatever. Like, it's not clear entirely. That's okay.
Yeah.
And then you also, you know, you don't see, this isn't, I would say this movie is less a sports movie and more like a kid's sports movie. And I mean, maybe like, yeah, some version there, because right, you don't see the Cowboys like, we're drilling the play, we're doing the best plays. It's often just like, yeah, somebody gets the ball and they tackle them. Somebody gets the ball and they tackle them. And
well, it's Pee Wee football.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. It's nothing like crazy. And I think because of that, it's like, yeah, these kids are athletic, but then, you know, the score was like what? It was like 24-24. Like, it wasn't like a high scoring blowout game. It was like, the Cowboys made a few touchdowns in a row, and then the Little Giants made 4 touchdowns in a row, and it was just because they did a bunch of tricks. The Little Giants, they were kind of little cheatsies, man. There was hand gluing.
Hand gluing did nothing, though.
True, hand gluing didn't do anything, but it was still an attempt to cheating. There was some performance enhancing drug use with the foaming mouths. We all saw that. It enhanced
they
their
didn't
that's
swallow.
Just for intimidation.
It enhanced their intimidation, but that is a performance.
They didn't swallow.
Jesus. This is a kid's show, Jana.
No!
Watch your mouth.
Point
Watch
is,
your innuendos.
It can't be performance enhancing if you don't ingest.
Okay. I don't think that's true. I'm pretty sure
they did not inhale.
I guess I have nothing to say back to that. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't even remember what I was saying.
Refrigerator gives it up. Freak little nerd kids put up good fight.
Well, you know, and also, you could also argue that I think the weakness of the Cowboys in this movie is that they literally always hand the ball to Spike. Like, yeah. if I'm coach.
Well, you rely
Rick
on the 13-year-old who's 6'6 and 208 pounds.
Hero.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, okay, so clearly they're always just going to give the ball to that one kid, as they always do. Mm-hmm. Just tackle that kid. Just defend that kid, and then we might have a shot.
Well, you saw. It takes all of the little Giants to bring him down. He's just so strong. He's just so big.
Moment of heroism. Littlest freak nerd kid jump on Hero Spike's back. Refrigerator got to give it to him. Brave in that moment.
Well, one thing I loved about this movie, I don't have kids or anything. I don't have a paternal instinct. I don't want kids. But
you eat your kids.
I eat children, yes.
Because what's been happening in the store since I've been gone?
Because I know that babies taste the best.
Oh, you just ate one today. Dave, you could be a member of my tribe.
Oh, no.
Okay. Wow, the tides have turned.
We'd have to get Cody to massage a lot of Terra milk into those muscles, but...
Yeah, I'm a little flabby, but...
I'm not a part of the tribe. I'm not going to massage Terra milk. This is purely an athletic thing.
But I enjoyed all the moments where... We don't get, like, wish fulfillment, so to speak, just with the kids, the little Giants. We also get it with their parents. Like, I love every shot of the parents, like, my son scored a touchdown, or, oh, he sacked the kid, or whatever. It's just, like, all the, like, the cutaways to the kid, to the parents in the crowd were, like, some of my favorite moments in the movie.
Yes.
And even just that moment, like, earlier in the movie when they announce that they have formed a team and they all meet up at Rick Moranis' house and all mm-hmm. the parents are there and they're filming the
and
kids.
And they announce
like,
them and they're all excited.
And they announce them with their names. And I'm like, that is awesome. That was very cool.
That's the power of sports. That's all I have to say.
Nothing,
I guess.
Nothing, Jana? I thought no rebuttal.
Best parent, Spike's dad.
Look at the boy. He was bred for football glory. Hey, first skin he ever touched was a pigskin.
pushing a football across the living room floor with his head when he was 4 months old. Did his first pull-up when he was 18 months. Give me time! Runs a 40 and 6'5 flat, bench presses twice his own weight. Won the 8-year-old division of the pass punt run when he was 5 years old. O'Shea, I've been cultivating him. Grooming him. Every night, before he goes to bed, I massage his hamstrings with evaporated milk. Yeah. He's quite a boy. Play to die! He's high! He's high!
Oh my god, this guy. Like, it just...
He's not allowed to be proud of his kid?
It was interesting that I thought it was a little odd that they seemingly moved to this town because of Kevin O'Shea.
Not seemingly. He straight out says it, Dave.
Yeah, he's like, I want my son to be... It was kind of odd because he's like, I want my son to play peewee football. But yet Spike, when he is initially recruited by Rick Moranis, he's like, oh God, I'm in hell. I'm in peewee hell, which implies that he's expecting some higher form of play.
He's expecting the Cowboys. He's expecting what Danny O'Shea or whichever... Is it Danny?
Kevin.
He's expecting Kevin O'Shea's coaching.
Well, obviously, but I took it as like it seemed more like he was expecting to be like accelerated past Pee Wee football since he was a full grown adult person pretty much.
It is a little weird that he would still play Pee Wee football.
It's an age thing. It's an age thing. If he's under the age, he can play Pee Wee.
In my tribe, if you're 5 and built like that, you go to war.
Well, I have a question for you, Jenna. You mentioned earlier that your disdain for the Little Giants and their use of performance-enhancing elements.
Oh, I have no disdain for that. Cody had disdain for that.
Well, so you're all about performance-enhancing drugs.
Performance? Good. Enhancing? Good. Where's bad?
Okay.
That's a compelling argument, actually.
Because I was about to hit you with a gotcha question at Spike. Like, are you aware that he's on the roids?
Spike, hero.
But apparently you don't care about... Okay, you have no qualms about that. Okay.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, Dave, when it comes to warfare, you take every advantage you can get in those tearaways, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Including eating weak young.
Well, it's tough for this episode not to devolve into the Chris Farley show where we just say, like, wasn't it funny when this character said that?
Yeah.
I didn't really, I'm looking at my notes.
There's not a lot of complexity in the movie. There's not a lot of, like, nuance. There's not a lot of, like, oh, did you notice this? Like, wasn't that a cool trick? Like, it's just straight down the middle. It's like, hey, here's American football. America of the past loved football. Here's kids. Kids love kids. Kids love football. It's pretty straight down the middle, you know. It's not so great that it elicits awe. It's not so bad it elicits wonder. It's just, yep, that was a funny little movie, wasn't it? And that's good. It lasts. Those quotes are great.
Comparing it to another sports movie, because I've been watching, you know, this didn't get picked for the Summer Games promotion. It probably should have, but I watched Cool Runnings recently. I've been on a sports movie kick. And I gotta say, if I'm comparing Little Giants to Cool Runnings, Cool Runnings is the one that packs the bigger punch and is way more complex. There's a lot more going on.
I think because Cool Runnings is also, you know, sorry, Jana, you don't know about Cool Runnings. In the past, there was this thing called bobsledding. And bobsledding is when there's ice. We don't have ice here. But anyways.
It's like really cold water.
It's like really cold water that you take a go-kart on and you pack it with like 6 of your best friends. And you all run so hard and you go so fast.
Refrigerator don't know water, only milk.
Only milk.
But what I'm getting at is just like, honestly, I regret to say that Cool Runnings wasn't chosen for this promotion because, like, that movie made me cry. Little Giants was just like a fun, fluffy, like, you know, popcorn movie, which is totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, talking points, like, I don't know if there's really a lot other than I have this one.
And Dave, never if you're crying, you can't join my tribe. No cry.
No freak criers. Yeah, she's always yelling that.
One thing that stood out as we were watching this that was a little weird, and I know the movie didn't intend for this, mm-hmm. but during the whole montage where they're recruiting players to join the Little Giants,
mm-hmm.
we get a scene where Rick Moranis seemingly just walks up to kids at random at the town and ask them without any sort of parental consent, seemingly, at least then, like, do you want to join our football team? And it's made even more weird when the kid he's asking is dressed up as a cowboy, riding a little, one of those little things you see in front of, like, drugstores and stuff, like the horses. And this kid has no interest in football, has never seen football, doesn't want to play football, and yet Rick Moranis is like, okay, cool, you can be at our team.
Yeah, okay, cool, you can get child CTE. Join up.
You know, that's desperation.
It was desperate of him. Speaking of the recruitment, right, I have two thoughts here. One, we should say, who's our favorite freak kid? Spike doesn't count, oh. Even though he starts as a freak kid on the team.
Spike's no freak.
This movie's called The Little Giants, Jana. You got to get on board with the Giants.
The second thing I wanted to say is, when it comes to Johnny, who eventually is, you know, one of the touchdown scoring kids, Johnny's
moment of strength.
Moment of strength. Yes, his moment of strength. Johnny's quote unquote freakness, the thing that makes him not a part of the football team, is just that his dad's not around. Like, it's not like he like is a nerd or he farts too much. His whole thing is that his dad isn't around, and it makes it seem like his dad doesn't love him, but it's like he loves his dad so much, but his dad's not around. And it's just so funny to me that they're like, and then here's this kid who doesn't have a dad. And then we see, as the, you know, in the big game, he gets kicked in the nuts. It's just, that's what happens to him. He's all he does, it's like, look at this little loser. His dad's not around, and we're going to kick him in the nuts. Johnny had such a bad rap until he got the touchdown for his dad.
Well, kicked in the nuts that gave him the strength to score that touchdown. We kick our young in the nuts in my tribe to make them strong.
Wow. That's crazy.
Strength training, kicked in nuts.
I'm going to say my favorite was Tad. I don't know. I like Tad because, like,
Tad's a little weird. He's a little worm.
He's a little wiener, but he had heart and just, I don't know. Like, he just, I don't know. I like Tad for some reason. Yeah, yeah. I most identified with Tad.
I can see it.
And I thought his name was funny, Rad Tad.
Rad, yeah. That's actually, it is really funny that he got the cool nickname, Rad Tad.
Give it up for Rad Tad Simpson.
You know, we haven't talked about Icebox at all. We haven't talked about Junior. There is a central...
I've talked about Icebox and Junior.
All right, well...
I am a valued member of this podcast.
I wouldn't go that far, Jana. You're a valued guest in this...
episode.
Maybe.
You know, I could also, I want to mention, you don't have to flex the entire episode. You can put your arms down.
This is just how I'm most comfortable.
Yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, you know, there is the central romance of Icebox, who Rick Moranis, Danny O'Shea, his wife, left them. Which is wild.
If she found a better team.
It was wild that it was just straight up, your mom left us, and not like your mom passed away. It was kind of like, wow, that's extra brutal.
I assume that's what it was. My memory was like, oh, his wife died or something.
Yeah, because that's typical, right? The wife dies, and that allows growth for the man. But no, in this one, it's like, no, the wife left you and your kid. And so Danny, you know, he raises his daughter, but he kind of, she's a tomboy, and he raises her into that, so they call her Icebox. And she's the best football player, but she doesn't get chosen for the team because his brother is a sexist. And, you know, it's peewee football. And apparently you can't play peewee football if you're a girl. But
you could be a doctor. You could be a senator. But you can't play football.
But you cannot play football. Exactly. Yeah. Thanks for seeing it my way, Kevin O'Shea says to his wife. But, you know, then they meet Junior. He's a new kid in town. But he's not really new. It's like he's been around. And man, what a cannon, right? He's throwing toilet paper spirals left and right, and Icebox is in love.
What a hunk.
Exactly. Icebox sees him and says, "What a hunk." And then it's this, you know, it's the struggle. Does Icebox give in to her desires to not play peewee football but actually to like a boy, or can both things be equal? Can she still be the Icebox and still find love? And the answer is yeah. It's just, you know, it's
There's a really, like, talk about, like, insults that really dig deep. But there's a line from, I don't remember the name of the kid, but the kicker on the Little Giants, when he's just like, well, maybe if you stop drooling at Johnny or whatever, you could actually play some ball.
I think it was Marcus.
You know
what I mean? Yeah.
That hit so hard. You know, like, quit drooling over Johnny. Maybe you could play some damn ball.
It wasn't
ball.
Johnny, dude. It was Junior. Come on.
Or Junior, yeah. Sorry,
Johnny,
Junior.
He's the one getting kicked in the nuts.
Right.
Nice work. Wasn't for him, we wouldn't even have a team.
Hey, if it wasn't for him, maybe you'd stop drooling and play a little more football.
Yeah,
he's right.
Icebox, best. Icebox should be on Cowboys, not Freak Little Giants.
Well, and what we see is they do.
Same with Junior.
They, you know, they do combine teams. Little Giants and Cowboys become one big team, and the strong take in the weak. They take
little
in the Frank.
Little Giant Cowboys.
Little Giant Cowboys. Or maybe they're Cowboy Giants. Giant Cowboys. Little Cowboys. You could go either way. All good names.
To speak more on the Icebox, I thought it was interesting. There's an exchange that Icebox and Junior have while they're creepily watching a couple kiss in this little lake or whatever. Icebox mentioned, they talk about kissing, and then she says a line where it's like,
hey, we're going to have to learn how to do it sooner or later. I mean, you know, if you want to have kids and get a job and stuff.
You can have kids without kissing.
Yeah, but you can't get a job.
Well, you can't get a job if you can't kiss.
That's like, so funny.
What?
No, that's so funny. It is. There is such funny child logic in some of these scenes where it's like, yeah, dude, if you don't know how to kiss, you can't have a wife and kids. And then they're like, well, you don't need to kiss to have kids. And they're like, yeah, damn, I guess you're right. But you need it to get
a
job.
Yeah, but you need it to have a job.
And it's fucked up that these kids want a job. What are they doing? They, you know.
Speaking to that, do you guys remember any kid logic from back in the day that you thought that was completely wrong?
Damn, I'd really have to think of that.
Just curious.
Yeah, anything that it was like, that's how things work, right? I don't know. I feel like
this will make you guys laugh. When Refrigerator was younger, I thought that Terra milk was for drinking.
That's crazy. Oh man, that's wild. Never. That's yeah. Same.
Mine's I remember in elementary school talking with friends, and somehow pregnancy came up. Uh-oh. Like how do women have kids? And I remember I don't remember the kid's name. And if I did, I probably wouldn't say it on the show. I don't want to embarrass this guy now.
His name
although
was
he's probably
David
long dead.
Snyder.
But I remember him saying, like, oh, I know how kids are born. A guy pees into the girl, and then she gets pregnant.
That's not how it works.
Uh-oh. But that's something that stuck with me. I think about that sometimes, and it makes me laugh, like, how stupid kids are.
Kids are dumb. Kids, well, and that's the thing is, like, you know, often... So for me, what I was going to say was, I feel like I didn't have a lot of that because I had older siblings who are a lot older than me. So it's like you just pick up because whether they know it or they're watching movies that go over it, you're just like you learn enough of it through osmosis that you're like by the time you start thinking of things, you're like, no, I get it. Like I understand how things work like that.
Women ingest the Terra milk and then a baby forms in the womb.
Exactly. The Terra milk, as we know, it's good for muscles. It's also good for baby and it makes baby strong.
No, drink Terra milk. Only rub on muscle.
Right.
No ingest, only massage.
No inhale, only massage.
Only massage.
I almost feel like we should end it on that point. Only massage.
Another great episode of Apocalypse Video brought to you from the waste.
Refrigerator has something to say.
What are the closing thoughts on Little Giants?
Refrigerator, put the gun down.
I will give credit where credit is due. Little weak man coach yelling in mirror at self, brave.
Is that like a fake it till you make it thing, Jenna?
When he says, you're going to throw me out, I throw you out. I throw your mother out. Only moment of strength in movie for that man.
Wow.
Well, I also like that he gets one up on his brother at the end, or he bets him, and then you know, he assuming presumably he gets control of Kevin O'Shea's dealership, I guess. Now he owns
Yeah, that's
it,
legal.
I suppose.
It's legally binding for sure.
Should have ended in arm wrestling contest.
I think what I'm learning here is that, you know, Janet, if we're gonna keep playing Blood Bowl together, you know, our tribes are gonna be nearby. We need to bring in on Dave. I'm sure this is what Hot Dave's Summer Sports Film Spectacular. I'm sure there's like a Sad Dave's Touching Soft Movie Romance Club coming up, and maybe then you can learn about, like, there's a thing called inner strength. You know, like, sometimes it's not enough to just have strong muscle, but you gotta have strong heart, and sometimes being emotionally vulnerable, that's the strongest thing you can
Refrigerator's
do.
Refrigerator's heart strong. We eat heart of Terra person. Keep our heart strong.
You said your tribe's relationship with Terra people was good, that they gave you their milk. Now you're saying you eat their hearts. They don't give you anything. Are you stealing this from these people?
I'm assuming those are sacrificial Terra people.
All Terra people same to you, Cody? Different tribes.
So some tribes you eat, some tribes you're like best friends with.
Correct.
That's all I needed to know.
This is a really contentious relationship you guys have. It must be really difficult in the gym.
Well, that brings out the best in each other.
Cody
really
likes strong women.
It's true.
Well, before we wrap up, I do want to say I really enjoy the ending of this movie where, you know, and I mentioned, like, oh, no, he doesn't get the dealership. I think it's clear that I think the implication is that Rick Moranis is like, don't worry about the bet, but I do have one request. Mm-hmm. Like, instead of just your name on the water tower, how about both our names? That is such a touching moment, and I love that moment. It would have been kind of nice, like we kind of stated earlier, where it would have been nice to see the teams fully integrate at the end and to see them, like, as one team playing. That would have been kind of cool, but I really like that shot of the water tower, home of the O'Shea brothers. And oh, wait a minute, we forgot to mention the old farts in the diner.
Gotta talk about the old farts in the diner, the masterminds of the entire thing in the entire town,
the masterminds of the whole movie. And is it fair to say these characters are anarchists? They only want to see chaos.
Yeah, well, anarchists don't want to see chaos, David. That's a misunderstanding of the whole ideology.
Okay.
But you might say that they are Joker-esque characters.
Well, because they're just it's like, okay, so I get it. They have this bet where it's just like, they make this bet where it's like, I bet you if Danny's team wins, I'll clean the store for a month. You know, and so they proceed to start, like, messing with the team a little bit. Like, when they find out about Spike coming into town, both of them call Danny and Kevin so that they could ghoulishly soak in the delights of them fighting each other. It's like, you're right. They're two little joke. They're two old jokers.
They're trickster figures. Those guys aren't even alive. They're actually spirits that haunt that town.
That makes a lot of sense. They must have. Refrigerator was thinking during those scenes, these must be ancient beings. Nobody lives that long in my tribe.
They are. They're in fact ancient beings. Yeah, they're the great old ones. Yeah.
You see, like, a shot, it's like the end of The Shining in the diner, where the camera just, like, slowly zooms in on a picture where their little seat was, and they're actually been dead for, like, 30 years or something.
Makes sense, since you never see them again in the rest of the movie.
You don't ever see them outside the diner.
You don't see them after that moment.
You see them outside the front. You see them outside the front, because they watch them drive by. They say, oh, that's Danny in the go-kart.
That's the last moment we see these ancient beings. Of chaos.
Yeah.
They pull in strings whole movie, not even an end of movie. They dead. They gone.
One other thing I wanted to point out that was unusual to me. The idea, so this, in the town of the oddly named Urbania, which I thought was a weird name for the town, apparently, I don't know if there's some sort of curfew in play or what, but there is a police officer that just rides around in the neighborhood on a loudspeaker, which I thought was very unusual. Like, good night, folks. Oh, and special message to our little football players.
Good night, Urbania, and a special good luck to all tomorrow's players.
They were under some sort of martial law, probably because of the old ones. The old one's trickery was afoot, and you couldn't be out after dark lest you be grapped by the Baba Yaga and the tentacles.
Or those two crazy old ghost men. I think that's what it is. The town's on lockdown.
That's the old ones. That's what I said. Those are the old ones. Stick with the fiction, bro. Come on. Also, Urbana, Ohio is a real place.
Oh, it is? What a weird name. I thought that was like a fake made-up movie
name.
It's
almost like Ruralia.
Yes. Or Hicksville.
Or farmland. City town. Cityville, Pennsylvania.
Oh my god.
No police in my tribe. Little weaklings that hide behind badge.
Oh fuck yeah. Alright, now we're cooking, Jana.
There's a reason you fell in love with me.
I didn't fall in love with you, we're teammates. Oh my god, there she knows.
You want some cheerleader, not some teammate?
No, that's not what I said.
Fine, this is over.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said.
Go find your little cheerleader.
No!
So recommends All Borrowed?
Yeah, I recommend Little Giants. It's good. Jana, come back!
Jana's gone. Jana's left the building. She's done with Cody.
Well, when the summer games return, we'll turn things up. You know, it's fitting that we have some Blood Bowl competitors on this episode.
It's called Blood Bowl, David.
Because
respect
when we return,
it.
Next time, we'll be getting into the violent world of Rollerball.
Wow.
See you next time at Hot Dave Summer Film Fest Part 3, The Summer Games. And don't you talk about my mama.
Okay, guys, take a little break. And then we're going to start running the super secret play. I'm just going to get the diagram.
Coach, they're going to do the super secret play. This is incredible. They got the guards in the backfield. They got the center to the right. And the quarterback isn't even there.
They're standing around, Butts.
Oh, yeah.